Hey, everybody, this episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody, Trump 2024. Is he going to run? And if he does he have a chance to win? Also, ivermectin, mandatory vaccines, and more. Here on The Charlie Kirk Show, email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support, where you can become a partner, where you can become an assist, where you can become a backer of our program to help our team do what they do, edit these podcasts, publish them, research them, allow us to travel, allow us to go after stories that the corporate press do not want us to talk about, like voter fraud, like election integrity, like vaccines, like rising crime, like corporate oligarchy. Do you know why we are allowed to be able to go after those issues with peace and with confidence? Because of you. When you support us at charliekirk.com/support, you make it possible. So please consider becoming a partner, even a monthly partner. We deeply appreciate it. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? A lot. Truth is, I know millions of people. In fact, some people say over 100 million people are struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. Now, Pete and Seth Talbot, they are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. They recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. Go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. People ask me, tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. So maybe you want to be able to do cartwheels or be able to do backflips like producer Andrew. Maybe you want to be able to run a marathon, swim underseas, swim underwater, go scuba diving, jump out of an airplane, or maybe you want to be able to go to the Phoenix Suns finals game like some other people are going. But maybe it's your knee pain, back pain, joint pain, whatever pain it might be. Maybe Relief Factor is for you. ReliefFactor.com, 100% drug-free. Check it out, ReliefFactor.com. Charlie, is Trump going to run? Is Trump going to run again in 2024? Well, I could tell you, based on what I saw over the weekend at CPAC, where President Trump spoke, and we're going to be hosting President Trump on July 24th in Phoenix, Arizona. You guys can check that out if you want at tpaction.com if you want to come to that event. It sure looks like a man who is ready to run for office. And I want to compliment President Trump. President Trump weighed right in on the American culture war. Now, of course, because he's weighing in 1776 and the founding of our nation, here's how the New York Times is going to frame it from this point forward. 1776 pushed by pro-Trump QAnon white supremacists. They will now use the founding of the nation as an inherently political truth or historical fact. Let's listen to some of President Trump's speech, which you will not hear on the activist media. You can hear it on rumble.com, R-U-M-B-L-E.com. Let's go through some of it. Let's first start with cut two. President Trump saying, today leftists do not believe in freedom. They believe in Marxist morality. Now, let me just say this. I would have loved to hear more of this sort of an argument back in October of last year. I'm not saying that Trump did anything that he didn't find to be wise to be able to get him reelected. But I know this sort of framing would have been even more successful, especially with some of the desired demographics that President Trump wanted to win over. Let's play cut too.
Like socialist and communist movements throughout history, today's leftists do not believe in freedom. They do not believe in fairness, and they do not believe in democracy. They believe in Marxist morality. Anything is justified as long as it hurts their political opponents and advances the radical agenda.
Marxist morality. Do you know what's so interesting about that? Is that this is the first time in my lifetime that I have heard former Republican president or someone running for president outside of Rick Santorum make a moral argument. 4 years ago, President Trump would not have said that. Now, I'm not saying that President Trump didn't believe it. I'm just saying that the times have changed so dramatically, and President Trump was so effective as president. His policies were so incredibly good for America that the left decided the only way they can get rid of Trump and his followers is to become incredibly radical and authoritarian. So what did President Trump just say there? I want to play that tape again. I want you to listen very carefully. I want you to think back to Niccolò Machiavelli. Niccolò Machiavelli wrote The Prince. Was it 1522? Let me see how good I am at this. No, 1534. Let me see. We're doing a fact check here. You're going to have to say in my ear, Andrew, whether I was right. What year was that written? 1532. I was off by 10 years. The Prince, which is the best book to understand the motivations and the morality of the American Democrat Party, written in 1532. You see, when we say that term Machiavellian, what does that really mean? Well, it's written by a guy by the name of Niccolò Machiavelli. And what he observed... five different Italian families that were at war with each other. The equivalent would be The Godfather back in 1532. And so what Machiavelli wrote in The Prince, there's a couple of really big takeaways. The first of which is, what is more effective to govern, to be loved or to be hated? And the second is this phrase that we hear at all times, the ends justify the means. Machiavelli was observing. He was looking at, what are people willing to do to pursue and to protect political power? And isn't it interesting? 490 years later, is that right? Did I get my years right? That sounds right. 490 years later, that's about right. 489 years later, just doing that math on the fly, is that right? 489 years later, The Prince is as applicable today as it was then. So what President Trump is getting onto here, and he's exactly right, is the morality of the entire Democrat Party is, I am willing to do whatever means necessary to crush my political opponents. Now, the American Creed, which was very simple, now we don't even talk about the American Creed anymore, is all men are created equal in the image of God, endowed with certain unalienable rights. They deserve equality under the law. And if you work hard and play by the rules, you're given a fair shot. That's the American Creed. Is by definition also this belief. There's also this promise that the opposition political party is not going to cross the metaphorical Rubicon to use political power to destroy the other party. By saying the ends justify the means, they basically are saying their ultimate goal is power for power's sake. I want you to listen to this again. President Trump draws the lines as effectively as I've heard him in any sort of speech about what we are really up against. Play that tape again.
Like socialist and communist movements throughout history, today's leftists do not believe in freedom. They do not believe in fairness, and they do not believe in democracy. They believe in Marxist morality. Anything is justified as long as it hurts their political opponents and advances the radical agenda.
Anything is justified as long as it hurts their political opponents. Spying on Tucker Carlson, of course. That's why. Because they're terrible. They are literally the brown shirts. Now, I did a lot of thinking about this over the weekend. I spoke four times at Pastor Jurgen's church in San Diego, Awakened Church. We had a great time. I'm going to be airing some of those speeches. I think that they'll be somewhat instructive and helpful on what we can do to actually unwind some of this nonsense and play offense. But I was doing a lot of thinking of this about this over the weekend, and I was rereading The Prince and rereading The Driving Motivations. And I've said this before, but I want to reiterate this, is that some of the ground troops of the Democrat Party, they are willing to do whatever is necessary because they truly believe that the opposition party is legitimately evil. They actually think that Donald Trump and his followers are Benito Mussolini. So they're willing to lie, steal, and cheat. They are willing to audit. They are willing to kick down the doors of the president's lawyer because to them, they are on wartime footing against what they view as a true and in their opinion, a true and legitimate Bashar al-Assad trying to take power. And this is why the New York Times is so responsible and the Washington Post and the tech companies for the moment that we are living through. Because they hated Trump so much that instead of treating him with nuance and instead of treating him with some sort of understanding of where this is lead, they went all out scorched earth and they created a community of 15 to 20 million people in America that are now willing to do whatever it is necessary to destroy the Republican Party. You see, somebody asked me this question recently. They said, Charlie, how do these people justify their evil? I say, because they don't think they're doing evil. That's why. They think they're doing good. In government, not in individual actions, intentions mean almost nothing to me. The National Socialist Workers Party in Germany thought they were doing the right thing. Benito Mussolini thought he was doing the right thing. Joseph Stalin thought he was doing the right thing. Mao Zedong thought he was doing the right thing. Evil is easily justified if your followers think they are doing the moral crusade, the right thing. Of course we're going to eliminate half the population because we think we're doing the right thing. Do you actually ever have them think in private, yeah, we're doing the evil thing? Of course not. I know a lot of you are traveling this summer, and I want to tell you, whether it's for work or for play, a lot of us are going to be on the move this summer. My advice to you, take your Raycons with you. Whether you're on a Amtrak train or you're hiking, a pair of Raycon wireless buds in your ear can make a difference. You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors and with the customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. And Raycons are built to go wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. Listen up. Raycon's offering 15% off their products for my listeners, and here's what you got to do. Go to buyraycon.com/Kirk. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Kirk. buyraycon.com/Kirk. So President Trump also called for defunding critical race theory. President Trump, if he runs again, which it's looking more and more like he will, and I've said before, I could see a positive of President Trump becoming a kingmaker or running again. I see it both ways. Him as a kingmaker would be very, very powerful. But I have concerns. I'll be very honest with you. I don't know if this coalition can be easily rebuilt. Now, I don't know if all of a sudden those extra 12 million people that came out to vote for him are going to be transferred to another candidate. Maybe they will be. And then also, I don't know if that next Republican will have the courage to stand up against all these institutions and be able to say, you know what? I'm getting out of the Paris Climate Accord. I'm withdrawing out of Afghanistan. I'm getting out of TPP. I'm renegotiating NAFTA. It takes a lot of courage to stand up to the globalists like that. And then someone who actually understands how this all works and, man, if you want to see vengeance, give Trump another term. Holy moly. President Trump, if he runs again, and the downside would be there are 20 million people that will then make it their full-time job again to basically try to get this country as close to 1860 as we possibly can. Meaning that they will do everything they can to destroy. Maybe they're going to do that anyway. So maybe that whole argument is kind of invalidated. President Trump calls for defunding critical race theory, saying 1776, not 1619. And we'll demand school choice if the government funds schools that teach their kids to hate the country. President Trump, I wish you would have said this on October 24th, 2020. But what's done is done, and what's now is today. Play tape.
We will completely defund and bar critical race theory. 1776, not 1619, if you don't mind. And if government-run schools are going to teach children to hate their country, we will demand school choice, and we already have been.
Demand school choice. You know, I think that people are finally taking seriously something I said, and I was mocked at by PBS and NPR and all the apparatchiks that hate themselves, that President Trump is the bodyguard of Western civilization. That we hired him to protect our way of life. That we hired him to pick on the tough fights, to take the slings and take the arrows. And at times, many people complain about his style, his tweeting. Well, he doesn't have a Twitter anymore, so you can't complain about that anymore. But if you watch his speech and some of his commentary recently, show me really what you disagree with. And you could say anything you want about President Trump, and some of it at times, I could see where you're coming from. The one thing you can't say, though, that is that he's unwilling. You can't say that he's like the governor of Arkansas, who first he thinks it's perfectly fine for children to chemically castrate themselves. And now he's coming out saying that conservatives opposing mandatory vaccinations and vaccinations in general need to get their act together. No, President Trump is not unwilling. He listens to the voters. He listens to the people that put him there. He understands the issues and the concerns. And now that he's focused on critical race theory, I can't think of a better person to make the left play defense. You all of a sudden want to nationalize this conversation of how we educate our children, which used to be a back benching conversation. It is now front and center. So I don't know if President Trump is going to run again. People are asking me all the time. We're hosting him here on the 24th. I'm going to try to have him on our program and ask him that. I can tell you this, though. A lot of people were deceived by Biden. We tried to warn them. The virus, mail-in balloting, all the nonsense around the election. We don't keep our eye off that on this program. Don't underestimate a man who is pursuing vengeance for a good cause. Did you ever read the fine print that appears when you start browsing in incognito mode? It says that your activity might still be visible to your employer, your school, or your internet service provider. How can they even call it incognito? To really stop these people from seeing the sites you visit, you need to do what I do and use ExpressVPN. Think about all the times you've used the Wi-Fi at a coffee shop, a hotel, or even at your parents' home. Without ExpressVPN, every single site you visit could be logged by the admin of that network. And that's still true when you're in incognito mode. What's more is your home internet provider, I'm talking about Comcast, AT&T, or whatever, can also see and record your browsing data. ExpressVPN is an application, it's an app, that encrypts all of your network data and reroutes it through a network of secure servers so that your private online activity says just that, private. ExpressVPN works on all of your devices and it's super easy to use. So stop letting strangers invade your online privacy. Protect yourself at expressvpn.com/charlie. Use my link at expressvpn.com/charlie. That's expressvpn.com/charlie to learn more. So here's an interesting question. They say that you're allowed as a private corporation or a university to mandate vaccines, bigot. Okay, here's a question. And we should really test this in the courts. Can a company or a university say that women working for them are not allowed to get abortions? Is that legal? That's a medical decision that they're intervening with for the safety and the well-being of both the child and the mother. Is that allowed? Could you imagine if Goldman Sachs or JP Morgan came out, which would never happen, and they'd say women working for us are not allowed to get the vaccine and not allowed to get an abortion, that getting an abortion is against the safety and is against the well-being and is against the best interests of JP Morgan Chase. But when it comes to mandating an experimental vaccine, the National Institute of Health, NIH, published an article on January 12th referring to the COVID-19 as an experimental coronavirus vaccine. We just launched an anti-mandatory vaccine project at tpusa.com. Under the PrEP Act, Pfizer and Moderna are immune from any legal action from patients experiencing side effects, including death. The vaccine adverse event reporting system, theirs, has received 5,718 deaths of reports of death following the vaccine. And if you have seen the emails I have seen around this mRNA vaccine, you would lose your breath. And not from the vaccine, from the reactions to the vaccine. Now, I want to just reiterate this point. All liberalism ends in authoritarianism. Once you remove the guardrails and the natural framework of how human beings are supposed to live, eventually you will have a small, unelected, unchecked group of people with nearly unlimited earthly authority to run your life. Let me prove it to you. The My Body, My Choice, you can go put heroin in your arm if you choose in San Francisco. If you want to defecate in Oakland, you're allowed to do that. In fact, there's a video. Remember that video in New York City? It is one of the funniest videos. It is so modernity. It's just everything. And I kind of feel bad for this guy. It's obviously a homeless guy. And there's someone just mopping the floors in a subway of New York City. And he comes into the, what's the best word? The thing that they kind of push around. What would the best thing for that? It's where you put the mop and you make it, you get it wet. He just crouches over that and starts going to the restroom in front of everyone in this, the mop bucket. Thank you. Sorry, my janitorial terminology and vocabulary is below stellar. So the mop bucket, and this guy just starts going to the restroom, and the janitor comes after him to try to interrupt him. And the guy then takes the mop and hits him, and he keeps going to the restroom. Now, if you want to do that, that's okay. But if you want to opt out of getting the Chinese coronavirus vaccine because maybe you've seen what I've seen, no, they're going to start mandating it. Cut 24 of Jen Psaki.
The president will outline five areas his team is focused on to get more Americans vaccinated. One, targeted community-by-community door-to-door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is.
So, and then how about Javier Becerra, who says the door-to-door vaccination effort is absolutely the government's business to know who has been vaccinated. Now, before I play this tape, do you know what's so interesting? When I go to college campuses, they say we can't give Republicans power because they're going to tell us how to live our life. They're going to go door to door and they're going to be fascists. Everything that the left is doing are all the slogans of what these people are afraid the Republican Party will do if we get into power. Maybe it's because they're actually authoritarians at heart. Play cut 25.
Brianna, perhaps we should point out that the federal government has had it spend trillions of dollars to try to keep Americans alive during this pandemic. So it is absolutely the government's business. It is taxpayers' business if we have to continue to spend money to try to keep people from contracting COVID and helping reopen the economy. And so it is our business to try to make sure Americans can prosper, Americans can freely associate. And knocking on a door has never been against the law.
Now, let's go to cut 16. It needs to be hard for people to remain unvaccinated. Cut 16. They want to make it hard for you to live that life. Cut 16.
But at some point, these mandates by workplaces, by schools, I think it will be important to say, hey, you can opt out. But if you want to opt out, you have to sign these forms. You have to get twice weekly testing. Basically, we need to make getting vaccinated the easy choice. It needs to be hard for people to remain unvaccinated.
It needs to remain hard for people who are unvaccinated. For parents that allow their college kids to get vaccinated, I'm super perplexed by that. Your children are already at an incredibly low risk of dying from the Chinese coronavirus. And maybe they say, well, it's because I want my kid to go to college. So you're willing to put your kid's health at risk so that they could go learn to hate America? Is that the rationale? And we don't even know what this mRNA vaccine will do long term. We have no idea. CNN medical analyst Dr. Reiner, it's time to start mandating vaccines. And let me just say this. Any conservative pundit, or activist, or someone in leadership that is not speaking out against this vaccine, I think is very questionable. Truly. This is a deciding moment. This is something where we find out what you're made of. And I want to just credit Candace Owens. She has been fearless on this topic. We have her coming up to our Student Action Summit this weekend. She's been terrific. Play tape.
I do think it's time to start mandating vaccines. And I think that private industry and private organizations will do that, you know, at GW University where I work.
So I think that there should be a push for private companies to say that the women that work for you at that company can't get abortions. You say, well, Charlie, that is a huge overreach. Well, I'm sorry, how is mandating vaccines any different? I thought that imposing morality is wrong. You see, that's where we're headed. But instead, they're perfectly fine with it. They're fine with going into a private company and they're saying, okay, we are now going to dictate your medical decisions. And by the way, abortion is not healthcare and abortion is not medicine. I'm not even yielding that. But in their own terminology, it is. And I'm going to say something that is politically incorrect. Abortion is infinitely more harmful than COVID. And yet, we're perfectly fine. We fund the manufacturing of abortion in our country. I'm perfectly fine with that. What's happening right now is this once-in-a-generation collusion moment to change America for the good. To change America permanently. Not for the good, but change America forever. And by doing so, the people in charge, whatever their motivations behind the vaccine are, I could tell you this. It's not simply and solely public health. It's about control. It's about making you bend a knee. If you have other questions about it, you could check out our episode with Robert Kennedy Jr. There was a lot of things discussed there on the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. But now they're forcing your children to get the vaccine. They're forcing your children to get the vaccine, and we don't even know the long-term implications of that. And I will read email after email after email of mothers, of even people that have recently had children where they nearly lost the life of the baby after getting the dose of the vaccine. Where are the responsible doctors that are actually telling the truth about this? Do you know that more people have died from the COVID vaccine than Pearl Harbor and 9/11 combined? And that's according to VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Why are Republican governors so silent about this? Why are certain Republican governors okay with the fact that their citizens are now being forced by the pharmaceutical companies to put something that we quite don't understand? Why is Dr. Malone kicked off YouTube? Why is Brett Weinstein, an evolutionary biologist, kicked off YouTube? Maybe this whole thing is about control. And I'm going to be very honest with you. Most conservatives and most Republicans are failing this test. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. When you type in ivermectin to Google, again, you can't censor me for this. I'm just telling you what happens when you type in ivermectin to Google. The first thing is FDA.gov. Why you shouldn't use ivermectin to treat or prevent COVID-19. And it's this bizarre picture of this doctor with a horse. I kid you. I have no idea what that has to do. I guess do horses take ivermectin? It's the most bizarre imagery I've ever seen. It's like, we're going to prevent people from taking I'm going to actually do. Oh, it's because the FDA has received multiple reports of patients who have been required medical support and been hospitalized after self-medicating with ivermectin intended for horses. Wait, that was ivermectin that was intended for horses. That was an ivermectin intended for humans. That's like saying, you know, I started trying to immunize myself with my Labrador Retriever's medicine, the deworming medication, and it's not working. I don't know why. Maybe because you're not a Labrador Retriever. You're not in that species. So if you go to FDA.gov, you get to see some sort of stock photo of a doctor with a horse, if you dare ask about ivermectin. I have to correct myself. It turns out this is a parody video. Media Matters is going to be like, Charlie Kirk falls for this. Okay, it's a parody video, but you know why I believed it? Because it's so believable. That's why. It's because this just happens to be the parody skit. If you want to go see people actually defecate, you could do that at any time in New York or in San Francisco. So what I mentioned was a parody video. We're in a very important moment right now where the people in charge, the irresponsible leaders, but I repeat myself, the leaders, they are now going to do whatever it takes to force you to get the Chinese coronavirus vaccine and your children, by the way. We do not know the current and up-to-date vaccination numbers for CDC or NIH employees. I'd be very interested to hear that. I'd also be very interested. I think what we need to do is test whether or not every governor who has said they've gotten it, who's a Democrat, actually got it. I think we should test to see whether or not Dr. Anthony Fauci was taking hydroxychloroquine last spring. What I'm getting at is if you want to find someone who is engaged in treachery, compare their actions to what they're saying. Like Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom says that people shouldn't be able to dine in restaurants. Then he goes to the most expensive restaurant on the planet, literally, French Laundry in Napa Valley, California. Compare people's actions with their statements. And we're starting to see that this lie of liberalism, do whatever you want to do, however you want to do it, as long as it doesn't harm somebody else. How many times did I have to hear from Democrats growing up, well, I don't care what you do in your bedroom, so stay out of mine. Now it's, I care about the most intimate and personal medical decisions. And breaking right now, and I just want to be very clear, I hate being right about this stuff. It's not me. It's our whole team. And also, we try to stay very focused and factual. But right now, the FDA is expected to announce that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has been linked to a serious but rare side effect called Guillain-Barré syndrome, in which your body's immune system attacks your nerves. Wait, that's what we've been saying on this program literally for months. And we were called anti-vaccine scare. That's the FDA that's saying it. Hey, FDA, do Moderna next. I guarantee you, you're going to find a lot more than that. And if the FDA is now saying that, that means it's just a small percentage of the truth. The FDA has announced that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has been linked to a serious syndrome that attacks your body's nerves. You think the New York Times is going to talk about that tomorrow? You think the Wall Street Journal is going to talk about that tomorrow? You think a college campus that just forced your child to get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is going to talk about that? Wait till you see the Moderna results over the next 2 or 3 years. Now you say, Charlie, how do you know that? Because I received probably 2,000 emails of people across the country, of our small sample size that we have, of people that have said, oh, my father took the Moderna vaccine and then he dropped dead. But if you dare talk about this, you will be suffocated by the thought police. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And thank you for listening. Hope to see you in Tampa at the end of this week. God bless you guys.